I'm deeply concerned about the model of acute hospitals and healthcare in the West and the Northwest of Ireland. You have this mentality, which is to pull all of the resources, the major resources, into Galway. And then they talk about a region of 750 to 800,000. But Galway is on the far end of it. Like, we're not talking about a city here where you can get to the hospital in 30 minutes. You know, we're talking about where I'm from and then the Shone Peninsula being 5 hours potentially from Galway City. So we need an even spread of healthcare throughout from Donegal through Sligo down into Galway and for all the counties around it. And that's not what's happening at the moment.
That even spread, unfortunately, seems to be something that just hasn't been happening in recent times. There are many that claim, perhaps it's down to a very strong influence politically, that Galway is enjoying when it comes to some of the key resources and the placement of these resources.
Yeah, and the politics is within the health service. I mean, I said recently to TD that we only think we're involved in politics. Wait till you get into the health fraternity. And clearly, the focus has been heavily on Galway for our region. You know, and this is a huge region, you know, stretching from Malin Head right down into Galway Bay. And Galway is at the far end of it. But yet that is where the resources have been pulled into for a long time. It is deeply unfair to people to have to travel 4-5 hours. It's unfair not to have the community hospital infrastructure, the care and homes. And as long as that continues, we'll continue to have people, you know, this terrible indignity of people in emergency departments on trolleys. You know, we have a failing health system, but the politics of it are appalling and are unjust to our citizens.
As the old saying goes, Deputy Padraig McLachlan, is this going to be any country for the old?
Well, I have to say, you know, I hear reports pretty much every day of, and I've seen it in my own eyes. My mother had been in the emergency department for a long, long period on a chair, the same as everybody else. And this is the health system we have. And we're sort of shockproof anymore. There was a time when, you know, a few people on trolleys would have shocked people. Now nothing shocks people anymore. That's not acceptable. We can't, as a society, accept the way, you know, that people who are disabled, people who have mental health problems, elderly people, older people, are treated in our emergency departments and the crisis in our health system. You know, we just can't accept that's just the way it is. And I can see myself, the uneven spread of resources, the two-tier health system, the second-class citizenship for people in the likes of, you know, the Northwest, where we live, you know, that Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon, Donegal area. That's what's been going on for years. And the people, we have to fight back.